Blackstone Audio presents Capital Scandal by A.W. Gray. This book is read by Rebecca Mitchell. Prologue. Washington, D.C. Joggers in the nation's capital fall into two categories, political and passionate. Political runners are less than dedicated, their regimen limited to an occasional tour of the loop around the mall, where they hope to see the president working out. On most days, the man is nowhere in sight, the result being that political runners accumulate stone bruises and muscle pulls while watching other unnotable joggers pass by in the opposite direction. Their gaits are best described as the congressional waddle or the presidential prance. Washington runners of the lean and mean variety shun the mall in favor of Rock Creek Park, which features 15 miles of wooded trails winding all the way into Maryland. Such was the case with Roger Dare and Barbara Peterman, who left their BMW near the P Street Bridge at 4 a.m. one early December Sunday and set out on their morning trot in 20 degrees. The couple lived together in Georgetown. Both held master's degrees in engineering, and both were into designing computer chips. Roger had competed in one New York City marathon, and Barbara was determined to enter the women's division the following year. They wore reflecting white insulated jogging suits. Battery-operated lanterns were molded into the crowns of their soft leather headgear. The park didn't open until 7, so the lovers planned to avoid the main entrance and catch the trail a quarter mile in. Stretching, loosening up, lifting first one knee and then the other, their breaths fogging as they stepped carefully over patches of ice. The couple used wooden steps to negotiate the steep incline alongside the bridge. They touched